This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There is a winter weather advisory starting tonight for much of the Front Range. Boulder and Fort Collins are expected to see the heaviest accumulations, which could reach 13 inches. The National Weather Service expects the slow-moving storm to move into the area late Tuesday afternoon and remain over the region through Wednesday. Denver is expected to get around 5 inches of snow total. The San Juan and Central Mountains could also see some snowfall, but not nearly as much as the Front Range. You soon won't have to wear a mask indoors in most public places in Denver. Public Health Director Bob McDonald says the requirements were enacted 2 months ago when state COVID-19 modeling showed hospital capacity could be breached. Now things look better, so the mandate lifts by Friday.
Modeling makes it very clear that lifting the face covering order now is safe. Cases are going to continue to decline, and what that says is that Omicron has run out of fuel.
McDonald says should another variant emerge and conditions deteriorate again, the city could bring back the mandate and other measures. COVID-19 hospitalizations remain high, but they've been dropping steadily in Denver for the last 10 days. Adams and Arapahoe counties will also no longer require masks in public indoor spaces starting Saturday, and Douglas County is also reevaluating their mask mandate. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is going to be a cold day. Like I said at the beginning of this newscast, there is a winter weather advisory this evening. So be prepared if you got to go out. It looks like a lot of areas are going to see snow into the morning and maybe even into the afternoon tomorrow. So, you know, prepare however you need to. Get out that favorite scarf. Get out your best snow boots. Right now in Denver, it is 30 degrees and the snow should begin around 4 this afternoon.